Right, so this morning I want to ask you a question, but before I ask it, I've heard a saying somewhere, I can't remember where, and I guess it's true to a certain degree, or possibly true, that I am the sum of my life. I'm the sum of everything that has happened in my life here to this point, right? I'm a result of things, life experiences, homes, places, experiences, as I stand here this morning. But I guess it depends on what view you take, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I want to ask you this morning, who are you? Who are you? And what does this statement, I am what I am, mean to you? And I just want to ask you to take a quick moment and just tell someone next to you, they might know you, that might be your wife or your husband or your son or your daughter, but just tell them, who are you? What would you say to that question if you have to answer that question? Do that quickly. Just go for it. So I see three people not talking here. George, you can turn to one another there, right there. Stefan, you guys can have a quick discussion there, please. Don't exclude the lady now. Gnade, how could you do that? Okay, buddy. Okay. Okay, so it looks like there's a lot of talking, so it looks like you know who you are, which is a good thing. But what was your first thought, kind of, when I asked that question, who are you? What happened in here? Did you quickly have that, haven't thought of that often, or I don't know who I am. Who am I really? So I guess it's a question we need to consider, and there is a point of view that makes a difference when you consider that question. 1 Corinthians 15, I want to take us there quickly, and Paul writes the following, says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you." So what is the context of the scripture? It's a reminder, okay? He's reminding them of what? The gospel that I preach to you. So when you hear that, already he's sort of setting the tone. Is there's a context, there's something he is referring to. He's drawing their attention to this thing about preaching the gospel. All right, he says, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. So obviously when he preached the gospel, they received it. They started standing in it. And they are being saved through it. And then he goes with, if you hold to the word that I preach to you. And here's the thing. I think sometimes we as Christians, when we preach the word, when we step out in faith and we share the gospel. Gilly was talking last week and he said, listen, sharing the gospel should be natural to every believer. Why? Because we stand in awe of Jesus Christ, and the natural result of that is actually just sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? And Paul is reminding them here that, listen, I've preached the gospel to you, and you received it. Which means that people can actually reject it too. But we struggle with that. When you, like I said, when you step out in faith and you share the gospel and there's any form of resistance, instead of just accepting it as the person not receiving it, we have all groot fall down and we become all emotional about it because they have not received the gospel. The gospel and receiving the good news of Jesus Christ still is a choice to receive it. The fact that I'm sharing it is not automatically, the result is not automatically that they will go, oh yes, yeah, that is amazing. You make so much sense. And the first time you share the gospel, you never make sense.